Hello and welcome to episode 281 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Thank you so much to Benderbot, who left a 5-star review on Stitcher, saying that the Daily Brainwave is, quote, short, sweet, to the point. You can tell he's having fun making it, end quote. Yes, indeed, Benderbot, I am having fun making these. Entertainment for everyone else is purely coincidental. Kidding. Sort of, but thank you so much for your review. I really do appreciate your feedback and the feedback that anyone leaves on any of these venues. Another quick note, I know I had scheduled this week to look at Baden Powell, the awesome Brazilian guitarist, but I recently found out that I'm being transferred for work, so in the fallout from that, I just haven't had a chance to get myself over to the library to research Powell enough to do his pretty incredible story proper justice. So I'm putting Baden Powell on hold for the time being, and going to something I am much more intimately knowledgeable about, the story of Star Wars. And today we kick off Star Wars Week by looking at the unknowns. Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford may today be well-known names in the canon of actors with classic Hollywood roles, but before they were cast in Star Wars, they were practically unknown. Harrison Ford, now a respected action hero, almost lost his role as Han Solo in Star Wars to a much more known actor, one Christopher Walken. Actually, I think I really want to see that version. That was less than great, Christopher Walken impression. Mark Hamill, well, before he was cast in the iconic role of Luke Skywalker, had a few Player of the Week parts on some TV shows like Hawaii Five-O, and also was a voice actor in some cartoons. Kind of an interesting foreshadowing, actually, because following his Star Wars success, Mark Hamill went on to additional fame as the voice of the Joker in the Batman animated TV show. So imagine the pressure on young Mark Hamill, plucked from obscurity and suddenly cast as the lead in a multi-million dollar space fantasy, standing in the middle of the scorching desert of Tunisia, surrounded by cameras and crews and strange creatures and costumes with ridiculous names, and having to act against Sir Alec Guinness. Yes, most of the lead characters in Star Wars were played by unknowns, but that didn't mean the entire cast came out of nowhere. The wizened, batty hermit sage named Obi-Wan Kenobi was played by a legend of screen, Sir Alec Guinness. Mark Hamill was naturally petrified. I mean, imagine talking about gaffy sticks and crate dragons and Tosche stations with one of the preeminent actors of your time. You're just hoping that he's going to take you seriously. Maybe Hamill was somewhat relieved when he found how seriously Guinness took his craft and threw himself into the role of Obi-Wan. To the point that the first thing Sir Alec did when he showed up on set in his costume as the desert hermit was to lay down in the desert sand and roll around to get the thing good and dirty. Hamill and Guinness got more comfortable with each other as the filming continued, with Hamill eagerly taking advice from Guinness. And Guinness helped by being a genuinely good guy. Harrison Ford, for example, said that when Ford was having trouble finding a place to live during filming, Guinness instantly offered to help. I wonder if he used Jedi mind tricks to lower his rent. Thanks for tuning in to episode 281 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends, and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue our Star Wars saga by looking at bringing life to lifeless characters.